ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Prescribed Duties for Mankind, Chapter 13, Indra Afflicted by Sinful Reaction, Verse Number 11. So we are reading from Canto 6, Chapter 13, Verse Number 11. Tayandra samasah tapam nirvitir namum avishad hirimantam vachyatam praptam सुख्यन्ति अपीनो गुना तयेन्द्र समासह तापम् निर्वृतिर्नामुमाविशत् हिरिमन्तं वाच्यतां प्राप्तम् सुख्यन्ति अपीनो गुना तयेन्द्र समासह तापम् निर्वृतिर्नामुमाविशत् हिरिमन्तं वाच्यतां प्राप्तम् सुख्यन्ति अपि नो गुणा। समासहतापम् निवृत्तिर्नामुमाविशत् मतं वाच्यतां प्राप्तम् सुख्यन्ति अपि नो गुणा। तेन्द्रस्थापितं चापम् निवृत्तिर्नामुमाविशत् हिमन्तं वाच्यतां प्राप्तम् सुखयन्ति अपि नो गुणा। इन्द्रसमासः तापम् निवृत्तिर्नामुमाविशत् हिमन्तं वाच्यतां प्राप्तम् शांति अपि नो गुणा। माता जी इंद्र समास तापम निवृत्तिर्नामुमाविशत् हिमन्तं वाच्यतां प्राप्तम् सुखयन्ति अपि नो गुणा। taya, by that action, Indraha, King Indra, Sma, indeed, Asahad, suffered, Tapam, misery, Nirviti, happiness, Na, not, Amum, him, Avishat, entered, Rimantam, one who is shameful, Vachyatam, ill fame, Praptam, obtaining, Sukhyanti, give pleasure, Api, although, no, not, Guna, good qualifications, like possessing opulence. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Following the advice of the demigods, Indra killed Vritasura and he suffered because of this sinful killing. Although the other demigods were happy, he could not derive happiness from the killing of Vritasura. Indra's other good qualities, such as tolerance and opulence, could not help him in his grief. Purport. One cannot be happy by committing sinful acts, even if one is endowed with material opulence. Indra found this to be true. People began to blaspheme him, saying, "This person has killed a Brahmana for the sake of enjoying heavenly material happiness. Therefore, in spite of being king of heaven and enjoying material opulence, Indra was always unhappy because of the accusations of the populace." Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 13, Verse Number 11, Translation. Following the advice of the demigods, Indra killed Vritasura and he suffered because of this sinful killing. Although the other demigods were happy, he could not derive happiness from the killing of Vritasura. Indra's other good qualities, such as tolerance and opulence, could not help him in his grief. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Indra, after killing Vritasura, after accomplishing such a great mission, is unhappy. Actually, a gentleman, if he commits a sinful activity or an improper activity, he will be unhappy after committing. He will feel guilt inside. He'll feel, I should not have done this. Maybe there was some other way to do the same thing. This is natural for a devotee, for a pious gentleman, for a person in mood of goodness. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, we have an example of Yudhishthira Maharaj. After the war of Mahabharata in Kurukshetra was finished, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he felt very great despondency, very big guilt in his heart, thinking that millions of people died because of me, because I wanted to become the king. I wanted to sit on the throne, rule as an emperor. So this massacre has happened. So this ghastly scene has happened. So of course that was not true. And in fact, Vyasadev, Lord Krishna, they all tried to explain to Yudhishthira Maharaj that this massacre is not because of you. This was necessary. Dharam Yudh, the wish of the Lord, the desire of the Lord, his brothers and his family members and the great sages, they all tried to explain to Yudhishthira Maharaj. But still, he continued having heavy feelings in his heart. Later on, after hearing from Bhishma Dev, he got pacified. So that is greatness of Yudhishthira Maharaj. In fact, that is humility. A humble person will accept responsibility of even those mistakes he has not committed. What to speak of others who don't even accept responsibilities of at least their own mistakes? That is pride. Not accepting responsibility of our mistakes, defending our mistakes, rationalizing our mistakes, covering our mistakes, blaming others for our mistakes. That is plain cheating. Yudhishthira Maharaj accepted the responsibility of the whole massacre on his head. That's humility. So this killing in general is not acceptable. Violence in general is not acceptable. And we see in the scriptures, violence for good cause also has those traces of sins which has to be atoned in general. We see classic example of Lord Balaram, who went on a tour and read Naimisharanaya. And there he saw Romharshan Suta sitting on a Vyasasana but didn't offer his respects to Lord Balaram when he arrived in the assembly. All the other sages and audiences, they offer respect to Lord Balaram by standing up. But Romharshan Suta did not. And Lord Balaram killed him. for this offense. He killed him with the kusha grass. And after he was killed, the brahmanas assembled. They told Lord Balaram, you didn't do good. We have given him blessings of very high duration of life. Till the yajna is completed for thousands of years. But you killed him. So immediately Lord Balaram offered himself as inferior to the brahmanas and seek their advice for performing atonement, for rectifying the killing of Romharshansuta. And in his own way, he selected his son, Romharshansuta's son, as the next leader of the assembly, transferring him all the blessings which the brahmanas had given to the father. Not only that, he killed one demon who was disturbing the yajna. And then he went and took bath in all the holy rivers around. So he did atonement to teach us. Even Lord Parshuram, who killed Kshatriyas, generations of Kshatriyas, 21 times, at the end, he performed atonement sacrifices. That is the very nature of violence. There is fault in it in general. So much so, in his childhood pastimes, once Lord Krishna, after he was transferred from Gokul to Vrindavan and he started taking care of calves, he killed one demon, Vatsasur. And his cowherd boyfriends were so happy. He killed the demon. But this small boy told Krishna, look, you killed a calf. This Gohatya. So you have to do prayaschit. You have to do atonement. And Krishna said, yes, I will do my atonement. What should I do? And the small boy said, you go and take bath in the Ganges. We have heard if you take bath in Ganga, all sinful activities, all sinful reactions are evaporated, are vanished. So Krishna didn't want to go outside Vrindavan. So right at Govardhan, he created one Manasi Ganga, which even today we can visit and take bath. Manasi Ganga, Ganga created from the mind of Lord Krishna. And he took bath there to atone himself. Of course, this is Lord's play. But there is a common principle. Even when Krishna killed Aristasura, the bull demon, and after that at night when he met the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani told Krishna, you are contaminated. You killed the bull. Krishna said, he was a demon. Radharani said, so what? He was a demon, but he was bull also. And that time Radharani, to convince Krishna about her argument, gave the example of Indra. She said, Krishna, look, Indra killed Vritasura. Vritasura is a demon, agreed. But he is Brahmin also, he is a Vaishnav. So Indra had to suffer sinful reaction. So Aristasura was a demon, agreed, but a bull also. So you will have to suffer sinful reaction. So when Srimati Radharani quoted Bhagavatam, then Krishna couldn't say anything. He said, okay, I will atone. And that is how the pastime of Shyamkund and Radhakund comes up. So killing is bad. Not acceptable. Mrigari, he would kill animals half. Not full. Half kill. The arrow will be inside the body of the animals. Blood will be oozing out. The animal will cry in pain and tremble, shiver, and Mrigari would be happy. High entertainment value for him. So when Narad Muni saw the conditions of the animals, he told Mrigari, I have one request. Mrigari said, what is your request? What do you want? He said, I want only one thing. What? Instead of killing them half, you kill the animals full. This is request of Narad Muni. Don't kill them half, kill them full. Mrigari was surprised. He said, why? This is how my father taught me. If I kill them half, I like it, maja aata hai. But if I kill them full, all fun will go away. Once died, there is no fun. So Ram said, look, if you kill them full, they will have less pain. And if they have less pain, you will incur less sinful reaction. Very simple thing. What did Mrigari say? What is sin? And what is sinful reaction? He didn't know what is sin and what is sinful reaction. Narad Muni explained him. And after understanding, Mrigari was terrified. After hearing that for every animal he has killed, he will have to suffer in the hellish planets, and the animals will come back and kill him in the next birth. Mrigari was terrified. He said, oh my God, I killed so many animals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100, 1000. I don't even recall. I can't count. So many animals I killed. Immediately offered his obeisances to Mrigari. He said, please save me from all these sinful reactions. Sorry, to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni said, look, I can try to save you, but you will have to obey me. He said, yes, yes, I am ready. He said, okay, the first thing, you break your bow and arrow and throw it in the river. Mrigari was surprised. He said, where will I eat? This is my source of income. Narad Muni said, don't worry. I will provide you food. And with faith, he broke his bow and arrow, again offered his obeisances to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni told him to go back to the house, give everything in charity, in one cloth, stay in the forest, have a small kutiya in front of Tulsi Maharani, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This was his atonement, this was his rectification. And after doing that, such a violent Mrigari became so non-violent that when he was offering obeisances to Narad Muni on next meeting, he didn't even want to disturb an ant. He delayed offering obeisances to his spiritual master on his arrival because there were ants on the ground. And with a soft cloth he was wearing, he pushed all the ants away from the path and then offered his obeisances. Such a big change occurred in Mrigari by coming in contact with Narad Muni. So violence is not acceptable. Killing is not acceptable. Even in those who perform duties where they have to kill, they still feel guilt. That heaviness is there in general. I remember meeting a police officer who explained that in his career he had killed more than 50-60 criminals with his gun. And even though he was explaining this is desh seva, this is the right thing to do, we did it, but still there was guilt in his heart. There was heaviness in his heart. And he was thinking, what will happen now after retirement? His karma will come back to him. So we told him, chant Hare Krishna. Take bath in Ganga, come for Mangala Arati. So that guilt is there. Violence, hinsa, is not acceptable in dharma. Violence for peace is peace. Violence for peace is equal to peace. That is not violence. Like Ram killed Ravan. Peace for violence is equal to violence. Keeping quiet and allowing the violence to go on, that quiet is violence. So violence is not just physical beating. Violence in general is defined as that activity which obstructs others' growth. It may be physical, bodily, material growth, or it may be spiritual growth. Whether by my beating or by my silence, if I am obstructing others' growth, I am being violent. And a person who commits violence, he will never be peaceful. Even if he is rich, even if he has other good qualities, his heart will be heavy. Indra has tolerance, Indra has opulence, Indra has army. But still Indra is feeling the heat. He is not happy. He is not peaceful. A rich man may think that whatever happens, I will manage with my money. But that's not true. He may whole day be busy because of his money, but when he is alone at night, the guilt of his sinful activities, they eat him inside. A thief, a smuggler, one who steals, one who cheats, one who commits sinful activities, criminal activities, they don't have peace in the heart. They may appear externally okay, stable, undisturbed, but internally they are very unstable. They are not peaceful. If at all a person commits sinful activities and still he is peaceful in the heart, he is an animal. Like lion kill goat, doesn't think, oh my God, I killed bichara goat. That is animal propensity to harm others and still be peaceful. Demonic propensity. Such a person is called self-alienated. He is not even aware of his own self. He is not even in touch with his own conscience. The conscience which pricks inside when we commit a wrong activity, he is not even in touch with his conscience. He is an animal. He can't introspect. That is not human form of life. Uncivilized. So this feelings of guilt is nice, because from there arises the desire to atone, to rectify, to beg forgiveness, to repent. In fact, for a sincere devotee, the fire of repentance, the fire of guilt itself nullifies the sinful reaction. That's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Indra, one, he, before going to the battle of to fight Vritasur, Indra was quite ready with a weapon, determined and hopeful that he will win this war and kill Vritasur. But in the battlefield, after conversing with Vritasur and knowing his exalted position, Indra started having these thoughts. After killing Vritasur, he felt guilt that I killed an exalted Vaishnav, that I killed a devotee of Krishna. That too for what? For my throne, for heavenly opulence. I killed him, but I got defeated, because he is the one who went back home, back to Godhead, and I am still here in gutter, in the material world. That is his own guilt. Other thing is, in general, people were talking about Indra in a negative way and criticizing him, that this Indra, just for his throne, he killed one Brahmana. In general, population will always speak the other side of the story. If our story has two sides and we have two options in life to do, and we choose one, there will be a group of people who will talk, why didn't you do this one? If you do A, there will be a group of people who will say, why didn't you do B? And if you do B, there will be a group of people who will say, why didn't you do A? You can't avoid this. You know the story of a man and a son with a donkey going through a village, and people were saying, this father and son are so foolish. They are walking and the donkey is walking. If they have a donkey, they should sit on the donkey. So father and son thought, nice idea. So they both sat on the donkey. In the next village, people said, this father and son are so cruel. Both together are sitting on the donkey. The donkey is so thin, can carry only one person, but this cruel father and son, both are sitting. So father thought, this is nice, good advice. So he got down. In the next village, people say, look, this son, young chap, he can't walk, he's making his old father walk. The son said, yes, this is correct. So he made the father sit, and he was walking. And the next village, people say, look, this father, he is not allowing his son to sit, such a small child. Father should protect the children, they should take hardship. And so they were confused what to do. If one person sits, there is a problem. If both of them sit, there is a problem. If nobody sits, there is a problem. So what did they do? They both carried the donkey on their head. And in the next village, people say, look, this father and son so foolish, they are carrying the donkey on their head. So which is correct? There will always be people who will speak. We don't like this. But this is very helpful. This is very protective. Fear of criticism helps us to protect ourselves from doing sinful activity. लोग क्या कहेंगे. इन केस ऑफ इंदिरा पीपल वेर ब्लास्फेमिंग इंदिरा, क्रिटिसाइजिंग इंदिरा, एंड दैट इज हेल्पफुल इन द सोसाइटी व्हेन वी आर स्टेइंग विद पीपल एंड वी आर फियरिंग दैट इफ आई डू दिस व्हाट विल पीपल से. That will protect us if we are about to do a wrong thing. That will protect us if we are about to do a sinful activity. Of course, if we are about to practice devotional service under the guidance of superior spiritual master, we don't have to worry about what population says. Because we are not here to preserve our false prestige. But at the same time, we can use this criticism mentality of people to protect us from our own weakness, from our own misuse of free will where there is a possibility to commit a sinful activity. So Indra was in this situation. The king of heaven who fought for the welfare of the whole planet, heavenly planet and the demigods and the sages, who killed Vritasura, but he was being criticized, he was being insulted, he was being blasphemed. So because of this Indra had no peace. He was still the king, he had all the opulence, he was strong, he had army, he had weapons, he had tolerance, but he was not peaceful. People were criticizing him. His heart was heavy with his such feelings of guilt. And so he had to go for atonement. Atonement is done, so not only we are purified of our sinful reactions, but we should not commit it again. What is the use of performing a sinful activity, then doing prayaschit, then again performing a sinful activity, then again doing prayaschit, then again performing sinful activity? That is not real atonement. Because the seed, the desire to commit sin is still there in the heart. So a person goes into a cycle and keeps on performing sinful activity. Real atonement is the process of bhakti, the process of devotional service. Parikshit Maharaj describes it as hatti snan, the atonement in which a person again commits sinful activity. Hatti snan. The elephant goes to take bath in the river, nice bath, nice water, comes out and immediately takes some dirt, dust, mud and again puts on the body. So what is the use of that bathing? So what is the use of so-called atonement, all self-decided atonement, self-punishment, self-planned austerities, which don't remove the seed of sinful activity? Sometimes we may do some mistake in the private and then give punishment to ourselves in the private and think, done. My sinful reaction is over. I did austerity in private. No, no. If I do a sinful activity, I have to beg forgiveness from Krishna, from the spiritual master. And I have to take punishment from higher authorities. Not that I am the perpetrator, I am the victim, I am the witness, I am the police and I am the judge also. No, that will not work. So the process of bhakti is real atonement. By process of bhakti, one can overcome one's sinful reactions. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story of Prasdhar. Prasdhar was son of Manu. And Prasdhar's father gave Prasdhar one service. What service? You be security for the Goshala. And whole night Prasdhar with naked sword will stand outside Goshala. Whole night he will not sleep, so that the cows are protected. He didn't marry, so that his service is not disturbed. Such a qualified son. And the king gave his own son. King could have kept one army or recruit some soldiers on 8 hours duty. But he kept his own son. This is importance of cow protection. So Prasdhar with his sword would stand outside the Goshala whole night awake with a sword to protect the cows. So one day it was dark night, cloudy night. One tiger attacked the Goshala. And hearing the noises, the cows running and shouting, Prasdhar immediately went inside and attacked the tiger and cut off his head. But morning when sunrise, when it was sun rising, and he went to the Goshala, he saw by mistake he cut a cow. And the tiger's only ear got cut, and the tiger ran away. By mistake he did Gauhatya. So he was feeling very guilty, very heavy, that he was meant to protect the cows and he killed a cow, though by mistake, in the dark night. So he went to Vasishtha Muni, his spiritual master, and he explained to Guru Maharaj everything, that I killed a cow by mistake. Vasishtha Muni got very angry and cursed him, you become Shudra next life. Cursed him, punished him. You become Shudra next life. So Prasdhar immediately, again with heavy feeling, he didn't got peace by this curse, you know. He left the place, he left the kingdom. He started wandering in the forest, practicing chanting of holy names of Krishna, performing austerities, not eating much, not sleeping, and chanting the holy names of Krishna, meditating on Krishna, performing devotional meditation. And at one time there was a forest fire, and he left his body in the fire. Now what happened? Vasishtha Muni's curse was he becomes Shudra next life. But because he performed devotional service, not only he was relieved from killing the cow, he was relieved from the curse of his own spiritual master. He went back home, back to Godhead. That is the power of devotional service. He went back to Krishna, he went back to Lord Vishnu. He didn't have to take another birth and become a Shudra. Neither he had to go to hellish planets for killing a cow. He could overcome his spiritual master's curse also by the power of devotional service. So devotional service is so powerful. Chanting the holy name of Krishna is so powerful. That doesn't mean that I plan a sinful activity and I say, no problem, 16 extra rounds I will chant. Or 64 I will chant, no problem. That is a bigger offense. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name is a bigger offense. So one should not have that attitude, that buddhi. So, accidentally or intentionally till now, before we surrender to Krishna, whatever sinful activities we do, we have done, Krishna forgives a surrendered soul. But there is a condition, don't do it again. When we take initiation vows, we take a vow of not committing sinful activity again.
of not breaking the four regulative principles and chanting however rounds daily. Narada Muni told Mrigari not to commit sinful activity again. That is the condition. Not that because we are bhakta, we are devotee, so I have a license. I can do anything and everything. And still I will be a devotee, Krishna will take care. Krishna will forgive. That is not a license. Unfortunately, we see in this world many kind of sinful activities happen, heinous sinful activities happen in the name of religion or spirituality. It may be some Hindu society or Muslim society or Christian society or Vaishnava society. This is visible. There is history. So we have to protect ourselves from such attitude. Bhakti doesn't result into sinful activity. It is wrong application, wrong understanding. So practicing bhakti means avoiding violence, avoiding sinful activities, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. Four regulative principles, they are important. If we break these principles and still chant, that chanting will not give rapid advancement. We will end up committing Vaishnava Prad, the offenses to the holy feet of Vaishnavas. And by that the chanting will not give mercy, the Naam will not give mercy. So it is essential to be non-violent. To not to do violence means to be merciful. Merciful to others, compassion to others. That is one of the principles Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. Jive Daya, Name Ruchi, Jive Daya, Vaishnava Seva. A practitioner who is advancing in spiritual life is known to be advanced if he has these three. If he has taste in the holy name, if he has eagerness to serve Vaishnavas, and if he has compassion for other living entities. Jive Daya. So being non-violent means being merciful to others. So by that compassion we preach. We request others to take up Krishna consciousness. We give them books. We invite them to temple. Invite them to programs. Explain them how to practice Krishna consciousness. Guide them. That is Jive Daya. That is being merciful. That attracts the mercy of Krishna. That's very great service. So not being violent means we should be merciful to devotees. Merciful to other jivas. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Or any comments. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.